We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so response is rolling in. I'm going to read a little bit of it on the text line. Texter writes, Tara, leave Henry McMaster alone. He flew F-16s over hospitals. Stop being so hard on McMaster. He sent F-16s to fly over the hospitals. Texter writes, Governor McTaxter did shut us down. People have forgotten. My wife forgot. Another texter writes, when I saw that Joe Cunningham commercial, it's a Democrat running. He, by the way, Joe Cunningham is a hardcore Democrat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He votes 90% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. He did when he was in Congress. So, but his ads, you would think he was the Republican in the race. It's just bizarre. And believe me, if he got elected, he will not govern like a Democrat. He will go right about wrecking the, you know, wrecking the state. Texter writes, when I saw that Cunningham commercial, it scared me to death. He's so convincing he's almost a Republican, and he will be able to convince some of the people in our state that he is.
Well, that's what Democrats do in this state. When they run, they don't talk about the fact that they're affiliated with the Democrat Party, and they try to get to voters to think that they're, you know, they're just like any other politician. They run as Republicans.
Yeah. Texter writes, Anthony from Greer, I'm a little confused. I need some insight. The president is shutting down our pipeline and gas production, yet blaming Russia for shutting down OPEC gas and causing an economic crisis. Yeah, that was the first hour.
Yeah.
It's again, Lee, just the sense of perverted awe that I have watching the news. And really, they must have in the world's capitals as we, you know, rage about this betrayal by OPEC for what did they do? Oh, they shut off production. Well, but Joe Biden did that. Why aren't we mad at him? I mean, literally, Joe Biden shut off production by about the same amount that OPEC is. And nobody cared. Mm-hmm. Right? So what? I mean, why do we get all up in arms when OPEC shuts off production, but not when Joe does? And Dave Walsh asked that question yesterday. What? Like, why? He is an energy consultant, a hedge fund guy. Why? It's just on a pod. He did this yesterday on War Room Podcast. Why are we not upset at Joe? Why don't we just fill the gap? Just fill the gap and fill the gap into oil. I look at this. Okay, what's the news? The alarm began. OPEC might shut down production by 1.5 to 2 million barrels, right? Well, what did it end up being? Ended up being 2 million barrels. Okay, let's go and look at the EIA.gov. I'm going to do this every hour. Let's go look at it. How? All right, so we know what OPEC did. We're mad at OPEC. That's a betrayal, right? We're told it's a betrayal. We are... they're thrown in with Putin because it's OPEC plus. The Saudis have betrayed us. Okay, well, if it's a betrayal when the Saudis do it, Lee, what is it when Biden does it?
Well, it is a betrayal, but we're not going to look at it that way because we, you know, don't get honest news in this country.
So what is this country capable of producing?
More than enough.
13 million barrels of oil a day. I know, because we did it. We did it back in November of 2019. Times were good. This is why a gallon of gas cost $2.39 when Joe Biden took office, okay? So 13 million barrels, that's what we produced. What are we doing today? 11,800,000. Well, isn't that exactly what we, you know, we're screaming days ago, oh, no, OPEC's going to cut by 1.5 million barrels a day. Well, Joe did, basically. I mean, it depends on the month. You can pick the month. Sometimes it's 1.7. Some months it's 1.2. But the average is around 1.5. Oh, Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What are we going to do about that 2 million barrels a day that OPEC's cutting? Scale back up to what we produced under Trump, problem goes away. How about that? No! Okay. Why are we mad at the Saudis then? Why is this a betrayal? What are we even talking about? Our news must be so bizarre to watch in foreign capitals. What a strange country. What a strange, strange country. And, all right, here's Kathleen Scamma. She is the head of, it's a big lobbying group for natural gas and oil, okay? And she's on television yesterday. I'll get the name of it in a second. She's on television yesterday on Fox News explaining, listen, we can cover all of this. And then some. As the refining billionaire, John Katsimis, explained, we have the capacity right now as a country, literally in existence, to produce 15 million barrels a day. Okay, let's do some math. We've already produced 13 million barrels a day, right? But Joe Biden cut it by 1.5. If we went up to 15 million barrels a day, that'd wipe out the OPEC cut, wouldn't it? That would. Slash inflation? Yep. Slash food cost? Yep. Get us back to $2 to $2.50 a gallon gas? Yep. End the recession? Mm-hmm. Here's Kathleen Scamma explaining all of this.
A couple years ago, the American producer could meet all demand, and we met the growth in the world economy, and we kept prices low globally. Now we are being hamstrung by this president and by policy specifically meant to transition away from oil and natural gas to what? I mean, nothing does everything that oil and natural gas do.
But we can do it, she says.
I'm very sad for our friends in Europe because they are facing astronomically high prices. You know, a lot of it is, quite frankly, European policy leaders, their fault, because they're saying this green energy agenda, which has done nothing except increase energy prices. German electricity prices have already risen over 60% over the last decade or so, as they've put in more and more wind and solar. By the way, Germany is about the cloudiest country I've ever been to. And so they've invested all this billions of dollars, and their energy is less secure. They've had to increase their use of coal. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we've been increasing our use of natural gas, and we've been bringing down our greenhouse gas emissions. So what they're trying to do in Europe is actually not working. It's not going to keep their people warm this winter, and it's not addressing the climate change that they claim to be so concerned about.
And that's the model that we're following, and it is stupid.
Yep, Fox News. So there you go. It's all right there. I mean, she's saying, listen, we can produce this. Mm-hmm. We can fix this. Let us. Do you know Joe Biden still has not met with oil executives? They begged him for a meeting. Yet he's been to Saudi Arabia, and now he's considering lifting sanctions on Venezuela for the just horrific human rights abuses so we can get their oil.
Well, we just had a report from Fox News that they're saying that that's not true. The White House is... denied.
Oh, that the Wall Street Journal got that wrong?
Yeah, but but once again, if it's coming from our government, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going with the Wall Street Journal on that this morning. And then we've got this one. You know, you and I have been watching shipping for a while.
Oh, yeah.
When Maersk, which is the largest shipping container company on Earth, said, hey, we hit a wall in the middle of July. The U.S. economy did, and we're not moving. You know, the containers aren't moving anymore. And the warehouses are stacking up full of stuff that's not food. People are still buying food, obviously, and they're shipping that. But other than that, no, nothing else is moving because people can't afford it. Listen to this. Trans-Pacific shipping drops 75% during peak season as Joe Biden energy inflation bites and consumer spending collapses. So we're seeing this again. Wall Street Journal is reporting at this time. These are warning signs. The Trans-Pacific shipping rates, Wall Street Journal writes, have plummeted roughly 75% from year ago levels. This is the seasonally they should be cycling up because Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's...
It's usually the beginning of the shipping
season. Yeah, but this the stuff that's coming about this time is toward the end of that time period where they're bringing in the Christmas stuff because, honestly, they're probably looking at spring now. That's been trending down since the summer, which was when you would be getting the shipments in for the coming you know, Christmas holiday shopping season.
Well, no, and some of it is current, though. It's FedEx, too.
Yeah.
So that stuff would be moving now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the shipping container situation. Yeah.
No, it's all of it.
Oh, okay.
It's all of it. It's the fast ground-to-ground FedEx, yeah. But it's also the containers
and,
moving across
the nation.
And quite
honestly,
it's grinding to a halt.
The domestic, you know, FedEx, UPS, USPS delivers, that is a better indicator of what's going on right now on the ground. You're
yes,
right about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Because
better.
If that shipping is starting to decline, you are seeing folks spending less. So this
listen to these numbers. Mm. On Thursday, Nike said it was sitting on 65% more inventory in North America than a year earlier and would resort to markdowns.
Well, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, well, you have to. And
which means lower profits.
This is Wall Street. I mean, think about this. Trans-Pacific shipping rates have plummeted roughly 75% from year-ago levels.
Right.
The transportation industry is grappling with weaker demand as big retailers cancel orders with vendors and step up efforts to cut inventories. This is just, listen to this. In September, container capacity offered by ship operators in the Pacific was down 13%, dropping the equivalent of 21 ships that can each move 8,000 containers in a single voyage for year after year. I mean, these are shocking numbers. What this is an economic collapse. And right now, it's in the shipping. It's in the containers. It's not sexy. It's not on the, you know, it's not on the store shelves yet. But it will be, and it is showing you how desperate the American people are. And I don't think that story's been properly covered by the media, how much damage this is doing. Texture rates, bring back cash for clunkers. That'll fix it. Texture rates, Tara, you mean to tell me the Saudis betrayed the U.S.? Impossible. Well, at least they're not blowing up large buildings anymore.
Yeah.
And they do have better leadership, much better leadership. This generation, MBS, is very different, I think, from his forebears in terms of getting away from the radical.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Finally, I'm not the only one saying it a week late, but we welcome Fox News to the news. The biggest news story, bar none, last week. I flipped out over it. It was terrifying. It was the most authoritarian. I mean, honestly, 1984 style. Freak show of an authoritarian demonstration last week. Didn't even get covered. I mean, it was in the financial pages. In the same 24-hour period, the Nord pipeline blew up. These things are connected. Something happened that had never happened before. The head of our Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is launching a social credit system next year. It's already... The demonstration project's already up and running. The actual project will go live next year, 2023. So it's not theoretical. It's a digital system that will control and log every single transaction in the United States of America. No more hiding from the government. Jerome Powell, in a show of force, he is the head, essentially, of our central bank, appeared with Christine Lagarde. She's the head of the Bank of France and the head of Europe's central bank, in a show of force. And they said something terrifying. And if you don't follow central bank digital currency and the global elite struggle to implement it together, this would be a Western central bank digital currency, then you might not have understand. You might not understand how terrifying this announcement was. Suddenly, in the middle of all this turmoil, all this chaos, everything going on in this economy, they appeared together in a press conference, and two of them side by side to announce that central bank digital currency is implemented by their countries would not be anonymous. Well, what does that mean? Powell made it real clear. You're going to have to file your identity with the government to use cash because there won't be any cash. It'll all be digital. They can do this in one of two ways. One of them is the FedNow system he's already launched. That's, again, the demonstration project's up and running as reported by the Wall Street Journal 3 weeks ago. They can run the central bank digital currency on that system, or they can run it separate. Doesn't matter. Either way, you lose. Total control without firing a shot, coming right out of the Federal Reserve. So what were the two of them saying, announcing this? What were they saying? If you want to participate in our economies, if you want to buy food, guns, ammo, pay for energy, pay your tax bill to avoid losing your property, you got to file your identity with the government. Let us track every single thing you do. Oh, and the currency be programmable. So they can tell you what you can and can't spend it on. Total control. It was the single most terrifying thing I have ever seen. Bar none. I flipped. I've spent a week on it. And I'm not done. We lose this, we lose everything. We are done. And Powell goes, well, you know, I might or might not implement the central bank digital currency. Yes, you are. Why are you doing a press conference about how it won't be anonymous? Why are you doing that? Because you're going to implement it. Not that it matters. Here he is. I'll play the key part for you. Okay, sorry. My audio is not working. Let's try this strain. Anyway, Dan Bongino, only person at Fox News figured this out, how it was. This was the biggest thing. Okay. This is the fight of our time. Because the Federal Reserve can do this without Congress voting to allow it. Now, Congress can vote to stop it. They can vote to stop it. We don't have a lot of time. We have some time, but we don't have a lot of time left. Dan Bongino had 2 minutes and 13 seconds to explain this to the viewers of Fox News, and he knocked it out of the park. Sounding a lot like me, oddly. I'll just assume he read the same stuff I did. He's explaining the import of this decision.
Now the Fed's saying the quiet part out loud. They want a digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the biggest surveillance tool you will ever see in human history. They're now saying the quiet part out loud about the creation of a central bank digital currency. Take a listen.
So it would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. We would be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification, which has to be done, of course, in today's traditional banking system.
This is the ultimate surveillance tool, isn't it?
Absolutely, and anonymity isn't even the worst of our problems. The worst of our problems is the fact that it's going to be programmable. Because it is digital, it means the money can be programmed to be spent in any way in which the central bank or the government decides. So one of my particular concerns is the World Economic Forum, because they're talking about implementing a carbon allowance. Now, this means each individual will be given a certain amount of, whether it's credit or whatever it is, carbon that they are allowed to emit. And how do they implement that? Through a central bank digital currency. So if I buy too many plane tickets, or if I buy too much meat, because those things are all supposedly very bad for the environment, my money, when I go to fill up my car, could then be declined. So now they're literally controlling what we can and can't do with our money. It's also important to realize that the money can expire. So during times of economic uncertainty, central banks love to print lots and lots of money, which causes inflation. But we could get to a point where they say, instead of printing money, guys, you have to spend at least 10% of your savings in the next 3 months. If you don't spend that money in the next 3 months, then that money is going to expire. And if you can't save money, well, then you can't build long-lasting generational wealth. You're always going to be a slave to the system. And, you know, I don't think people really understand the severity of this. Money is literally the energy which fuels your life. If you don't have freedom of money, you don't have freedom of anything. Dan, I know you talk about the Second Amendment. You know, if they don't need to necessarily get rid of the Second Amendment, but they can just say they can program your money so that you can't actually go and buy a gun. So, again, it really is the most tyrannical form of surveillance we will ever see. When they control the money, they control the world.
Okay, and in that clip, Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, is lying to you. Oh, well, you mean you're already required to disclose your identity for traditional banking? No. That's a total lie. You're not required to disclose your identity to use a dollar. You can go take a dollar today, go pay for your gas with it if you want. No one will know you bought the gas. There's no record of it. That is a lie. You would have to disclose your identity to transact in our society. And I started getting texts when I played this yesterday. Oh, well, I'll just grow my food. Okay, all right. How are you going to buy the seeds? The fertilizer? Well, the EPA is not going to let you use fertilizer anymore. How is your employer going to pay you? How are you going to make your clothes? How are you going to get the stuff to make your clothes? You can't. They're done. Okay, this is the mentality of this. Let me explain how the elites are thinking about this. You know how the roads are owned by all of us, right? Because the taxpayers build them, right? So the government has a lot more say on, you know, what you can do when you're on the road. You can't be drunk in your vehicle, right? Can't do that. If you're on your own property, you have to wear a seatbelt. If you're on your own property, you want to take an ATV out on your own property, you don't want to wear a seatbelt, okay, cool. It's your property. Do what you want. The difference is the road. The road belongs to the government. The thought here is the digital dollars in hard cash should go away. The digital dollars belong to the government. So, look, if it is in their interest that you not buy a gun with that, it's their money, not yours. They're just letting you use it. They can program it. You still using that King James Bible? That's an intolerant book. We can't let you donate money to that church till they get rid of that Bible. Oh, and the preacher who's using it. Possibilities are endless. Well, it's like the roads. It's a public utility. Dollars are a public utility. Now they're digital. The money records everything you do. Now, do you understand, in anticipation of this rollout, why they just voted to hire 87,000 IRS agents? They're going to need that to keep up with all the transactions they can now track. System goes live next year, folks. It's called FedNow. That is the system on which either the digital currency will run, or, as Yahoo Finance reported a few days ago, they could do all of it without the central bank digital currency and just use the Fed now. It's coming. We don't have a lot of time yet. We do have some time. Congress can stop this. But to stop it, people must understand it. Women, it appears, are boycotting marriage, or they can't find anyone to do the marriage with. I'm not sure what this is. I worry about this for my daughter. We talk about this all the time. We talk about the importance of finding a man who is a man, and what a man who is a man is like, what the characteristics are like, what to look for, what to think about. I wish my mom had done this with me. I think all these things were obvious in the past, and so your mom didn't have to have these conversations. We have them all the time. I'll point to my husband because he is a great example of what a man should be. That's why I married him. And I point these things out to her, and I do it in a deliberate fashion. What is not and what is a man. And the kind of man that you want to have and how much more your life will be enriched and, quite frankly, be easier if you go through life with a dependable partner. It's very important to do that for your friend, for your kids, too. Look at this. This is a new chart, and these are unbelievable statistics. By the age of 30, in the 1950s, 40% of women were unmarried, right? 1950s. This is unbelievable looking at this. Today, age of 30, it's over 80%. Well, it's not to say you have to be married by 30, but you know that biological clock is banging by that point. I mean, this is a marriageless, familyless, childless generation. And some of that is economics, which is not being able to afford to do it, and some of it's not being able to find a man. So we even talk about the basics of, okay, where do you go find a man? Where would men be found? Where do they hang out? You have to be deliberate about this as a woman. I mean, you're not just looking for a guy or a male anymore, which you could have done in the 50s. You're looking for a man, an increasingly difficult thing to find. No joke. Texture writes, my daughter is 20 now and recently just told me that because of me, her standards are for a man are very high, and that's great. She deserves the best, being a good dad or for knowing she deserves a good man. Yeah, she does. There are things men do that not all males do. It is important to recognize the difference. Texter writes, people fail to realize the minute they start the digital dollar, all of your retirement accounts become the property of the Fed. You will not be able to use paper money, period, unless you want to start a fire to stay warm. Yes, people don't understand. And the text line's full of people saying, well, I'm not going to use that. Yes, you will. Yeah, you will. I'll use it too. We all will if we lose. I'm not even going to pretend otherwise. You cannot boycott it. It's impossible. You can't pay the taxes on your home. How are you going to keep your home? Can't pay federal taxes. You're going to go to prison. There's no way around it once they get the system on it. You will use it, and I will too. Well, I'm going to grow my own food. Okay, cool. Good luck with that. But okay, cool. You can make your own clothes? Make your own shoes? You're going to have to do all that. All of it. I don't know how you're going to pay your property taxes. They'll take your property. There's no way out once they get the system on us. I don't want to scare you because it's not on us yet. Congress can vote to reverse this. They can. We need to take the House and Senate. We need to take it by a big margin. Because the Federal Reserve can enact this without Congress's permission. However, Congress can stop it. But we're going to need to stop it. This is the fight, folks. This is it. This is why they want the 87,000 IRS agents. I've been telling you this. That is not out of the blue. By any size, you know, and any scale in human history, 87,000 is an army. What do they need it for? Well, they need it because they're going to know every transaction now. Somebody yesterday texted, hey, Tara, would wow, this would eliminate crime pretty much. Financial crime is gone. A lot of crimes are gone. I mean, what are you going to steal a bicycle? Texture writes, a lot of young women I know are celebrating not having kids. It's bad for the environment. Child-free life for the win. Oh, that's terrible. Texture writes, it will allow the government to get a piece of everything. You can't sell your neighbor the lawnmower. Have a garage sale. Flea markets will be obsolete. Yes, it is total control. Central bank digital currency or the FedNow system. Either way, they've got two routes to it they're pursuing right now, probably to confuse you. Texture writes, Tara, I have a friend with two daughters who have been living with the same man for years. They each have children, but they just decided not to get married. I think that this is the new trend. That does confer tax advantages. It does. Texture writes, hey, Tara, on programmable digital currency, Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham are talking Senate hearings. Hope they do it and more. Personally, I see a lot of expensive men's and women's jewelry bought and regifted. All that bling will be changing hands. And people will do some of that to try to hide, to have one last little bit of privacy from the government. They will swap. They will have a barter economy. And that's what that army of IRS agents is for as well, to make sure that you don't do anything the government does not know about. They're going to know the books you read. They're going to know everything you do. By the way, there's another way out of this. It's one I really like. If they get this system on us, and that's that states start printing their own currency. We've done it before in this country. We've had states with their own currency. We'd do it again if we want. And again, that would speed the schism, the shattering. That is coming. It's got to come. It has to come. And we're all going to end up living in a few states with governors with the courage to withstand this, because they're going to come for those governments, those governors like the hounds of hell. And we're going to have to repel them at the borders of the state. All that's coming, folks. It's all coming. States are going to have to resist this, but they can't. States can say, we're not doing the federal currency. They can begin to have their own economies. And you know what's another option we might have? We'll see. We'll see if we're able to do it. The good news is that the BRICS countries, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, are launching their own competing system with their own competing digital currency. I'm hoping with India and Brazil in the mix, they'll keep China and Russia honest. We may have an option to use that currency. Hoping, praying things like Bitcoin are still legal too. There's a lot of avenues we can fight this. Governors can fight this. There are a lot of ways to fight. So I'm not trying to scare you, but what I am trying to do is to get you to understand it and to spread it and to get all the people who use me for show prep to talk about it, because we have to stop this now. Coming up on the show, shocking stats about the shot. We have them now. The CDC tried to withhold them from you. We're sued. This is unbelievable what people reported in terms of the side effects they had from the shot. Of 10 million people, the data set's 10 million people, almost a million of them had to go to the hospital after getting the shot. Seek medical attention. A staggering 700,000 were left with permanent joint pain. That's inflammation in your joints. That is bad news. Bad, bad, bad news. These are massive numbers. And the doctor who said, listen, the reason they're hiding this is they should have immediately ceased giving the shot, having known it was causing this level of damage. But they didn't. They didn't. Have you seen this? Joe Biden publicly praised a Coast Guard rescue swimmer. It's a very hard thing to be a Coast Guard rescue swimmer, to train for that. Very few people actually make it. His name is aviation survival technician, second class, Zach Loesch. Biden called him to personally thank him. Have you heard about this? For the heroic work that he did, saving lives, including the life of an elderly couple at great personal risk to himself during Hurricane Ian. So he gives him a call along with his commander, says, is there anything we could do for you? Or any additional support you need? Joe was apparently unaware that the killer shot that he mandates. Hate to see a guy like this get permanent, joint damage or myocarditis. Is about to be fired for not taking the shot. He is unvaccinated. He filed a religious exemption request, but it was denied. So now he's got to take a shot that has no known efficacy for stopping the spread of the virus. It does not work for that. So this is, at this point, a religious sacrament in a religion. It's not much in the way of being a medical device, and it carries great risks, as we are seeing with the CDC's own data this morning, which is not widely being covered. And that's because of the shocking numbers in it and the permanent damage that it has done to so many. The story's only going to get bigger. So the guy goes on, Tucker Carlson's like, well, Joe asked what I want. I would like to keep my job. Meanwhile, you know what we learned? Department of Homeland Security released over 500 Afghans into our country, disappeared, can't find them, without them having to get the shot. And some of the people, wait, while people working at the Department of Homeland Security are about to be fired for not taking the shot. You can't make this up, folks. You just literally can't make this up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.